Principal Dick Jungers visits with us today during the Newell Fonda School Spotlight. A few subjects that you and I were discussing earlier, and one includes FFA.
Yeah, you know, we had some FFA students that received their FFA degrees in April. You know, we had Cody Voss, he advanced to state FFA with a Diversified Livestock Production Proficiency Award. That's a mouthful. And then, you know, Cody Voss, Madison Belcher, Melanie Moranz, Carly Clark, Krista Raveling, Grace Jesse, Tyler Maranak, and Megan Carlson received their FFA degree. So that's awesome. And then that kind of goes into next week is our National FFA Week. So we have some exciting things going on school-wide, the big advantage of a small school. You know, on Tuesday they're going to wear their FFA T-shirts and go to St. Mary's and watch a film in collaboration with the St. Mary's FFA chapter, the Farmers for America. So that sounds like a great day for them. Wednesday's Ag Olympics, Thursday's appreciation lunch for the community, for FFA members, students, staff, parents, school board, and advisory council. And then we have a Teach Ag Day where FFA students will be teaching different lessons on livestock and other FFA topics to our elementary kids. So it's going to be a fun-filled week for the district there.
Yeah, busy week too. And I know, speaking of fun-filled weeks and being busy for sports, this is maybe the busiest week with tournament time. And then on Thursday, the state wrestling tournament gets underway down in Des Moines.
Yes, and senior Ian Anderson has been chosen to sing the national anthem at Wells Fargo to open up one of the sessions. So what a tremendous honor. And if you've never heard him sing, it's well worth it. He's just a phenomenal talent.
Yeah, I heard he sang at a big deal over in Decorah, I think, a while back. I heard through the spotlight. And so good luck to him. Great job. Also, when we're talking music, singing, but also a symphony now one of your students is involved in.
Yeah, our senior Renee Reed was accepted to perform as a soloist with the Fort Dodge Symphony on Sunday, April 15th. So another great recognition and honor for a very talented musician from Newell Fonda. So, I mean, we're just very excited that all these opportunities for our students.
Are the students excited for an extended weekend here ahead?
Yeah, we have a professional development day on Friday, so no school for the kiddos that day. And then Monday, we're off for President's Day, so families can relax with a four-day weekend.
All right. Talk to you Friday night. Best of luck in your game, and appreciate your time with the Spotlight.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. I'd like to shout out to First Community Bank and DFS for always promoting all the wonderful things going on at Newell Fonda.
And they sponsor our Spotlight every other week right here on Mix 101.7.